Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
It's Rick Tittle.
Well, hey, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. That would be me, you would be you, and it's a TGIF edition of Titillating Sports as we head into the weekend. What you got? What are you looking forward to with your sporting weekend? Are you a baseball fan? Looked like maybe the Rays were going to make quick work of those Astros. I think most of America was hoping for that, but the Astros are showing that they will not go quietly. That series to 3-2 now, and really the pressure is on the Rays not to choke this out New York Yankees style. And then you look at the Dodgers, who come in with an 11-run first inning 2 games ago, and then last night laid down again as the Braves take a commanding 3-1 lead. And you think about all the exits in the last 8 years for the Dodgers and these outstanding regular seasons that they have had. They've just not translated to the postseason. Just hasn't happened. So they will be desperate to stay alive as well. And your NFL weekend, Rick's picks, as always, R-I-X-P-I-X. They take a look at the scores. And I'll let you know who's going to win and who's going to lose. Are you going to tell us who's going to cover? Nah, probably not going to get into that. But it is a Friday, and you know, in the first hour, we take a look into Hollywood. And we do it with our very good friend, the film critic extraordinaire, Jan Wall. We've got some guests lined up in the first hour, actor Tyler Posey, director musician Michael Cuenca, and Mark Vieira, who has a very cool book about classic Hollywood photography. Jonathan Lipnicki will join us, the actor, in the second hour, as will Axeman Roach from Street Outlaws on the Discovery Channel. And John Wertheim, the Sports Illustrated writer, will join us in the third hour, talk about the scandal at Ohio State and why he thinks it's not getting as much attention as it probably should. If you're listening on the American Forces Radio Network, I give a big shout out to our troops listening, our brave men and women of 500 outlets, 177 countries. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. We're also on the TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app as well. And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. Take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Byline.
If your home service business is not at the top of Google Maps, winningreviews.com is here to help. You need to be careful when working on your Google My Business profile, which is what shows up on Google Maps. One mistake, and you'll be on page two. WinningReviews.com offers a workshop to teach you how to get to the top of Google Maps. Don't let your competition have that top spot. Check out WinningReviews.com and get to the top of Google Maps. Go to WinningReviews.com. That's WinningReviews.com.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful, genius, the best show ever. He's so wonderful. Titillating Sports with Rick Tittle. Rick Tittle is a, he's so handsome, he's a genius.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. It is Friday in our first hour, and as always, we're joined by a very good friend, film critic Jan Wall. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing fine, Rick. You know what I watched for the second time last night, and I loved it? The Life and Times of Hank Greenberg. I don't know what it is about that documentary, but it just thrills me.
And you being Jewish, an extra little kick there too, right?
Of course, and also, you know, you sort of don't have to be Jewish because you just kind of get awed by his courage. Plus, he was a really unusual guy. I mean, he was kind of a, you know, a spy for the, thank God, anti-fascist side. And he was also, you know, this amazing ball player before they had metal detectors, so that he could have been killed at any minute. He just had such guts.
Yes, well, we'll talk about that as well, but we're very happy to welcome our first guest, actor Tyler Posey. He's a real star up and coming in Hollywood, and he has a new movie that is out on digital and on demand today, and it will be released on DVD on the 20th from Lionsgate. It's called Alone. And Tyler, welcome to the show. I know a lot of times people say, oh, this film, this book, this album, whatever, is very timely, but you think about how timely this actually is. This takes place during a global pandemic, right?
Dude, it's insane. Thank you. Thank you, first of all, for having me. Yeah. I mean,
and, Hi, Tyler. Good for you.
Hi, how are you? Thank you. Yeah, we actually filmed this over a year ago, way before our own COVID pandemic was even a thought or a blip on the radar. It's intense how timely this is and how synchronized it is with what everyone has been dealing with. You know, my character's social distances. He's got quarantining. He can't go outside without being infected. He's stocked up on food. He's alone for the first time in forever, which everybody else had to deal with. So it's pretty intense. A lot of people, I think, have been into it. And it's a cool movie.
Wow. So you had no idea this was all coming. What an amazing...
We had no idea.
Yeah. It's just too weird. Tyler, a little bit about your trajectory as an actor. Who did you grow up wanting to be? I mean, was there somebody who inspired you?
Actually, it was my dad. My dad got me into the business when I was 6 years old. So I've been doing this for the better half of my life, for 23 years. And I'm only 29, you know, so it's like most of my life I've been doing this. And yeah, I definitely had a lot of people I looked up to. You know, Fight Club is one of my favorite movies, even though we're not allowed to talk about it. So Brad Pitt is a huge idol of mine. But I love them all. I just love acting in general. Tom Hanks, you know, all the old school guys really started it for me.
So one thing we have to throw into this as well is, yes, it's a pandemic. We can relate to that. And then, of course, the Z word, which always works in Hollywood. We got some zombies here, Tyler?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and we call them screamers. So, like, every zombie movie, everybody tries to do something a little bit different with their zombie. And what's cool about ours, and I'm really excited and proud of what we did, is that their last human emotion, their last human word, sticks with them. So there's a bit of humanity in them, but they're also trying to kill you. So it makes it that much harder to kill them and to survive, because some of them are asking for help even though they're trying to kill you. They're screaming. We call them screamers because they scream their last words that they had as a human. So it's way more disturbing than I think any a lot of zombie movies out there. So I'm super proud of it.
Wow. You mentioned that, Tyler, that you were a child actor, and a lot of child actors get into trouble with drugs and alcohol and not being able to distinguish reality and whatever that is, and show business. Did you ever find yourself struggling that way?
I mean, I definitely had my downfalls, but I am now sober. I'm on the other side of everything. I'm doing fantastic. I'm super grateful for life and for everything that's coming my way, and you know, work is only going to grow from here. And I grew up in a small town, which I think helped keep me pretty sane. You know, I grew up in Santa Clarita, which isn't that far from Hollywood, but it's enough out of Hollywood for me to maintain a quote-unquote normal childhood.
No doubt. We're speaking with Tyler Posey, the new movie, Alone. You're about to give up hope in this movie when you find the actress Summer Spiro there. And I can see why that would give you hope to stay alive. And it kind of reminds me, in a way, of the Korean version. Is this kind of a an homage to that?
It is, actually. And I didn't know that until I started doing press for the movie. But, yeah, this is, I don't know if it's a remake or something along those lines. But yeah, it's, I think this and the Korean version are pretty similar. And what's cool about him, losing hope and then living for somebody else is that he finds something bigger than himself to live for. And I think that's like just really cool symbolism for what the world is going through right now. You know, it's easy to lose hope during these depressing times during COVID and everything else going on. But as soon as you find something else to live for, something bigger than yourself, things become a little bit more, the priorities become more important, and they become better, if that makes any sense. You know, like you really start to understand what life is about when you have something bigger than yourself to live for.
Is there something you'd like to change about the business? I mean, one thing that comes to mind, the first thing, I was talking to Ben Affleck, who I think is a really fine actor and underrated, and he told me he would like to change how really big stars control the show and kind of make it like ego trips. Is there something you'd like to change if you could?
I guess in terms of social media, you know, it's easy to kind of put on a facade and a charade on social media and kind of always pretend that you're doing okay, which I think causes anxiety for other people when they're watching. It's like, why isn't my life this good? But I like to show the good and the bad. My mother passed away 6 years ago, and I like to be very vocal about that. It was her birthday in August, and I went to her gravesite, and I posted a picture of myself, and I had tears in my eyes, and I just posted this long post saying, look, life isn't always good. And here's a big part of my life that that is pretty sad and very real and but also beautiful. You know, like it's easy to find the silver linings within these really depressing times. You know, just by being open about it, and that's something I think I want to advocate a little bit more. And mental health. You know, like everybody's got mental health. It shouldn't be a stigma anymore. And just kind of taking care of that and going to see therapists. And I just want to make that conversation a little bit louder.
Tyler, last question for you. Like Jan, you grew up in L.A. You kind of grew up around the show business world. You didn't, like, move from the Midwest to get there. So what's it like when you, you know, people, your friends from high school turn on Teen Wolf and there you're on the TV?
Oh, man, everybody loves it. They're all so supportive. It's so cool. Like I said, I grew up in a really small town, so I had the best of friends. And as a young kid, I kind of got picked on a little bit for it in my early years, but then quickly got over that. Everyone, all of my best friends are so supportive. We used to have Teen Wolf watching parties. A couple of my friends are going to come over to my house maybe tonight or at some point to watch my movie. So everybody's super, super, super stoked and just really, really excited for me. And some of them have gotten into the business, too. A lot of them are part crew members. And so we have that to kind of experience together. And so it's just so cool. I have no regrets at all. My friends are awesome.
That's Tyler Posey. Make sure to check out Alone. Available today, digital on demand. And you can also get the DVD on the 20th. From Lionsgate. Tyler, congratulations on the movie, and let's catch up on your next one.
Congratulations,
I would love that.
Tyler.
Thank you guys for having me. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right, good stuff. Jen, on the other side, we will talk to Michael Cuenca. I am Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. Come on back on Sports Bio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
I'm not insightful enough to be a movie critic. Maybe I could be a food critic. These muffins taste bad. Or an art critic. That painting is bad.
I'm so disgusted by Rick Tittle that I find him very intoxicating.
Oh, whatever works. Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. Rick Tittle and Jan Wall is with us.
So Ricky, if she finds you disgusting, it's still whatever works, right?
Exactly right. It's the Harvey Keitel effect. Our next guest, we're happy to have him, is Michael Cuenca. And he is a musician. He's also a director. His new movie called I'll Be Around is available now on demand. And, Michael, I don't know where to start with you. You're such an interesting guy. Let's just go to the beginning. You're first-generation American of Cuban heritage. And is it true you learned how to speak English from watching cartoons?
Oh, yeah. My brothers, for example, they're about maybe – they'll kill me if I exaggerate, but they're about almost 20 years older than me. So by the time I came around, my parents were just over it, right? So they just sat me in front of a television. And, you know, like kindergarten and first grade, they were all Spanish-speaking classes. And then, you know, I just learned, you know, just watching regular, even like horror movies and that sort of stuff on television. And that's how I got acquainted with the language.
Just by watching cartoons, huh? And movies? Did you watch old movies? I have a friend in the Philippines. That's how he learned English.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Just old movies and cartoons.
Well, let's talk about the synopsis of this story. It takes place over one day, and it's before and during an intimate post-punk music festival with lots of different characters. And I'm interested, too, in the fact that you came up with this thing, and you didn't go to a fancy film school. Basically, everything, including the English language, you've been self-taught. Is that right?
It's all DIY, yeah. Just self-taught. Just, you know, I mean, I took a few film courses when I was younger, maybe when I was like 16 or so. But, you know, you learn best by just being thrown into the field and trying to figure things out. You make a lot of mistakes, though, and a lot of regrets. But, you know, you kind of figure out your own craft that way.
How much of the characters are you, Michael, that you're like, I'm a little bit of this guy, a little bit of that guy?
Well, I think it's a gigantic amalgam of me and co-writer Dan Roje's like personalities, right? So, and also experiences, also people that we've known in the music scene. You know, we wanted to touch upon certain stereotypes and then give them a little bit of an extra layer that you normally wouldn't see. But, you know, it's also really overwhelming because we have, what, like a cast of 50 characters throughout the span of a day, and you're seeing how each one of them interacts and how they connect in certain ways. But the whole movie itself, without too veering far from your question, it is sort of a domino effect of how everyone's interrelated and everyone plays a certain part in their lives or their roles in the span of somebody else's day.
You know, before COVID, I was going to go to Cuba. It was something really important to me. Could you explain in the Cuban? Yeah, I'm dying to see it. The Cuban culture, music seems to be just permeates everything.
Oh, exactly. It's like we're a very energetic group of people. You know, has a lot to do with the coffee as well, the espresso that we constantly drink. But the music is a reflection of that. And I think if you watch any of the stuff that I do, and you have all these characters, you know, you pay close attention, you have all these characters talking over one another consistently. That was pretty much my childhood. And so, you know, when I was growing up and I was trying to discover, you know, I started discovering music, and I gravitated towards more of a punk rock lifestyle or alternative music in general. What attracted me to it was the frenetic music choices. You know what I mean? So like, and it correlated with my childhood and everything. I guess it's all like, interconnected in its own way.
Mm-hmm. Couple more questions for Michael Cuenca, director of I'll Be Around. I know about 10 years ago, and you were already on a micro budget, your car got broken into, all your filmmaking gear was stolen, and you had to get a nine-to-fiver and sit behind a desk. How much of that, when you were sitting behind the desk, were you being naughty and working on scripts and things like that?
Honestly, about 80% of the time when I was in a cubicle, I was not doing my work. Because when I was doing that 9-to-5 gig, and I was working about, like, I want to say 10 hours a day, so I was working overtime. Also because I was obviously not getting my work done on time. But, you know, we were working on our DIY punk rock web series. You know, we had this web series around 2009, 2000, or 2010. And this is before, you know, streaming was a norm, and we had these half hour long episodes. No one could really watch them. They would freeze up when people would start trying to watch them. But, it's just what I did to, you know, it made me really happy to work on it. And I worked on it with a bunch of friends, but I was working full time in a cubicle, and I was shooting all night this stuff, and on weekends I would shoot all day and night. So I was running on like 3 hours of sleep. Yeah, I took advantage of that situation, and I would actually make the call sheets. I would rewrite scripts. I would start, you know, locking locations, all that sort of stuff.
Tell us a little bit more about your production company, Boulevard du Cinéma, because I know that a lot of money is wasted on, you know, the craft services and 5 million makeup people. And I guess you take kind of that European minimalist approach, right?
Right. Yeah, I guess it's like Godard, you know, from the French New Wave. They had, you know, they ran around on the streets and they shot, you know, like Breathless and Masculine Feminine. They shot all that stuff with maybe like a crew of 5 people. You know,
right?
So, and since I, you know, most of the actors that work on my stuff, they're close friends, or we became close friends because we were working on stuff. They know what they're signing up to, and you know, they bring their own meals, and sometimes, yeah, obviously, if it's a long shoot, we'll cater to everybody and make everybody happy. But it's very tuck and roll, and let's get our shots and run around, you know, that sort of stuff. Otherwise, if we didn't go that route, we would never be able to make anything.
God, that's great. I know what you mean about the French New Wave. So many of these people do it for nothing. I mean, I don't know how they make those movies, and they're so brilliant.
And now we have, you know, access to digital cameras and all that. So, you know, people mm-hmm. can, someone that really is really, really passionate and wants to create something, they can do it. It's really difficult work, you know, it's strenuous stuff. When I was working on IVA, or I'll Be Around, because that's a huge cast, obviously. Like I said, we probably have about 100 actors in that movie, but I am a bartender. Well, I haven't been able to bartend because obviously due to life mm-hmm. circumstances, but you know, I was bartending late at night, and I'm trying to wrangle this gigantic cast, and you know, we shot from like I'd say about 4 months, not consecutively, just mm-hmm. random dates, but I was totally overwhelmed and exhausted, and I wound up in the ER. So it's one of those things
wow.
where, you know, if you're going to do it, you gotta realize that you're pretty much putting
right.
everything at risk. Friendships, relationships, your job, you know, your health. But
your marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a friend of the show, John Leguizamo, told us that it's very hard. I'm just in love with that guy. But anyway, John Leguizamo said that he's so upset that Hollywood is just not coming forward to help Hispanic actors. How do you feel about that?
Well, I really, really, really want to make an all Spanish movie. And I'm currently working mm-hmm. on something now that we're going to start rolling pretty soon. Portions of it are in Spanish. And the other day, a friend of mine, he's also an I'll Be Around. He's in actually in all the stuff that I've done, but we were discussing, we're like, can we name in like a span of 4 minutes, 50 Hispanic actors? And we started to struggle once we got to like the 30s or 40s or so. And then, you know, now we're consistently texting each other when another name pops up.
Right.
We're like, wait a second, Eric Estrada. We went through the whole list.
Last question.
Did you get Dolores Del Rio?
No, yeah, there you go.
Okay, I'm adding another one.
There we go.
Last question for you here. I know that you rapped, and yet you had 2 more scenes to shoot. So how nerve-wracking was that?
Yeah, because the last 2 scenes were with Jonah Ray as the hypnotist, and then we had Jay Maskus as the record shop / pawn shop owner. And we had to wait a while because we were trying to get locked the right people for the parts, you know. And we had a long list of people that, you know, we spoke to, and were going to do it or had scheduling conflicts. Like Kevin Smith, for example, was going to most likely play the hypnotist. I spoke to him in person about it, but there was about an 8-month gap that allowed us to just keep, you know, working and chipping away at the movie and trying to get it to a, you know, it is a 2-hour runtime. We were trying to go for an epic, bigger, longer movie, but people still complain that it's too long, but we chipped it down to about 2 hours. So that was nice to be able to work on that. And then we would rewrite the scenes that, we still had to shoot. But, yeah, we had that huge gap and it was just a matter of finding the right people for the parts. And I'm so stoked that we got, Jay Maskus involved because, you know, one of my favorite, he's from Dinosaur Jr. One of my favorite Dinosaur Jr. tracks. One of the chorus lines includes the title, I'll Be Around. So it ended up just working and it was this existential title. And he's also a part of that, early 90s Gen X, angst that we are incorporating into this modern, fictionalized universe.
There he is, Michael Cuenca. His movie through Indie Rights and Boulevard du Cinéma. It's called I'll Be Around and, it's got music, drama, comedy. It is available on demand. Michael, congratulations on getting this thing done and best of luck.
Thank you.
Good luck, Michael. Good luck.
All right, we will take a quick break, and on the other side, Jan, we'll take a look into Hollywood photography with Mark Vieira. How about that?
Oh, so interesting.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, I'm Rick Tittle with Jan Wall, Coast to Coast. Come on back on Sports Byline.
Tell me who's watching. Who's watching me?
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
You may meet in an office or on a video chat. Your commute might now be measured in feet, not miles. How you do business may have changed, but Staples will always have everything you need, like ink and toner, webcams, and networking accessories. Right now, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Shop in-store, online, or pick up curbside. And save big at Staples. Ends 10/17. While supplies last, exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/40in rewards. Curbside available in most stores.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
What kind of music do you usually have here?
Oh, we got both kinds. We got country and western.
Tittle ate 200 chicken wings at Yo Mama's house last night. Now, back to Fat Boy.
All right, thank you for that, I think. Welcome back to the show, Rick Tittle and Jan Wall with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces. We're very happy to welcome our next guest, Mark Vieira, who has made so many good books. His latest one is called Forbidden Hollywood, The Pre-Code Era When Sin Ruled the Movies, which is available from Running Press and Turner Classic Movies. Mark, first of all, welcome to the show. Could you just tell people who don't know about what the pre-code era, and I guess it's kind of a giveaway on the cover of this book, is you basically have a guy grabbing the boobs of an actress. What went on there pre-code?
Okay, that was a time when there was a code in force because talking pictures had come in and people said, oh, I don't like what they're saying on the screen. My children shouldn't hear those naughty things. So they said, okay, let's have a code, and the studios will all sign and agree not to put certain things in their scripts or in their movies. But along came the Great Depression in 1930, the same time as this code, and one by one the studios said, well, we got a code, but, you know, let's try and get around just on this one movie. And then it became all the movies.
Right. Mark, this is Jan Wall. I am thrilled to talk to you. You are by far one of the most interesting people I've ever met in my life. What you do, these books are remarkable. They're pieces of art. And you've got all these stars. About pre-code, everybody, before 1934, these movies were amazing. They were sexy and women didn't have to be punished for being sexually active or being happy in their sexuality. I mean, there's so many reasons. Gangsters could be real gangsters without getting killed at the end. I mean, all these movies were remarkable. Busby Berkeley and the way he did those wild dance routines, that could never be done after the code came in. So, Mark, talk about how you have these photographs. You're an expert. I mean, you have these books where it's this glamour photography. Aside from that, it's stories about the stars. I mean, I just ordered 2 photos from you because I'd never seen pictures like this of Mae West. How do you do this? How do you get these things?
Well, it's, Janice, like this. I mean, you remember you used to sell photos in your store in Sausalito?
Mm-hmm. Right, many years
photos
ago.
That were, mm-hmm. Yeah, the studios printed photos that were taken on the set. Let's say there's a scene being acted. Cut. Print, okay, hold for stills, and then the photographer would come in with a big 8x10 camera and take a picture of the scene as it was just shot. So that picture of that 8x10 negative was printed by the thousands and sent to theaters, magazines, newspapers. And so you have these pictures going all over the world, and they survived into, you know, our era. And so I typically get a photo here. I scan it on an Epson 4990 printer, create a large file, and then I go in and clean up the scratches, the cracks, the pieces of dust, the lint. And then I also enhance the tones. I bring out the shadows. I put more detail in the highlights. So what I end up with is basically a fine art print of a picture that was just taken for publicity. But it has beautiful lighting. It has gorgeous people in it, famous people like Clark Gable, Norma Shearer, Greta Garbo. And you've got these images that really have a timeless quality to them. I just love it.
Unbelievable.
It's such a thrill.
I mean, they're so modern, some of the pictures. Now, some stars love to have their picture taken, and some stars hated it. Who hated it?
Spencer Tracy in particular really disliked posing for portraits. He just, Harrell said, oh, he just would come in and, oh, let's get it over with, and then be, you know, before I knew it, he was out the door. And then you have Clark Gable who came in and says, you know, we got a job to do, let's do it, let's have fun while we're doing it.
And the women?
You know,
the women, most of those people pretty much liked it. You know, Norma Shearer just, she would always plan a different image for each photo session with Harrell. They would, and Carol Lombard used storyboards for her portrait sessions where they would design the, they would draw the images of what they were going to do. Let's see, I can't think, who didn't like
it? And like, Keith, before Cole,
Barbara Stanwyck maybe.
Like, yeah, didn't like it. She didn't like it
right.
so much, huh? Yeah.
Right.
You know, some of the students, I'm sorry, Ricky, I could talk about this with Mark forever, so you better jump in.
Well, I just was going to ask a question about how I know simplistically people like to think that it was, you know, militant Catholics taking control of the Protestant marketplace from the Jewish-controlled film industry, but how much of it were people like, you know, the Amy McPhersons of the world and sort of this puritanical revival that went on during that time?
Good question.
Well, it was a political thing, but what it really was about, and I wish I could stress this more in the book, was it wasn't the movies, because so many people that disapproved didn't even go to the movies. It was the posters outside the theaters that got them upset, and the posters were designed by people who just used the still photos and put somebody else's body on a movie star's head. So you get these sexy bodies on a movie. The photos were never taken like that, although, as you can see, some of them were. But the
some
main
of them
thing
were.
Is that, yeah, it was the, to answer your question really precisely, though, there were instances where movie theater owners would write to the Motion Picture Herald and say, oh, I had a bad Sunday night. I was kind of had to hang my head. When people came out of the theater, I could tell by their faces, they didn't want to say it, but I'd seen them in church that morning, and here I am showing a movie that's kind of rough and raw, and they didn't want to tell me they didn't like it, but, you know, obviously I got to be in church with them next Sunday. I'm not going to feel real comfortable. And, there were actual letters like that in the Motion Picture Herald, Harrison's Reports. You know, these are trade magazines. And so this was an issue, a real issue.
There's also anti-Semitism involved, because sometimes the people running the code wanted to get back at who they saw as a Jewish mogul. And they would, I mean, so it's a very complicated issue. Fortunately, in your books, there's all kinds of information about Free Code Hollywood. And you can certainly Google it. I wanted to get to sexuality for a second, because an imagery in your photos, you know, like there's this image of Mae West that I just bought from you that I've never seen before, of her kind of looking at the camera and saying, hey, blank you, I'm going to be who I'm going to be. And then there's this one of Jean Harlow, obviously without a bra, saying, hey, I'm going to celebrate my body. And there's all this messaging going on. You know, Norma Shearer got the divorcee that got her the Oscar because she wanted to be photographed as sexy for once.
It was, they really were saying, okay, this is our era. The Depression is not going to beat me down. I'm strong. I'm self-reliant, self-possessed. And they really did do that. And what's so great is these films are available now in beautiful prints, beautiful transfers on DVD, and in some cases on Blu-ray. But you can see them on Turner Classic Movies, or you could just order them from Movies Unlimited or Amazon or wherever. But yeah, I mean, it's just a revelation to see these films. And it's not so much this thing that they do or that thing. It's an attitude of freedom, an attitude of experimentation. Because, you know, talking films were still brand new. So they were just trying things. I mean, in 1932 was the year that it took them 3 years, almost 4 years, to really just get how to make the microphone and the camera work together so that you felt like you're watching real life. The Sign of the Cross.
And the lighting. And the lighting
just,
look.
Oh, the lighting's beautiful. But that was a holdover from the silent era, of course.
Well, I mean, people got to order your photographs and look at your books, because it will enlighten your life, folks.
Mark, what about the Vargas pinup girls? Like, you know, we had them on the bombers in World War II, were those almost looked like as nearly pornographic at the time?
Well, yes, that's true. They were like tisk tisk, naughty naughty. But yeah, he did start in the pre-code era. I mean, I have some photos in my collection that he outlined them, he traced them, that he used them as, what would you call it, guides for his pinups. So, yeah, he was very much involved with that era, Varga.
Yeah, but Varga seems so sort of smutty next to what you're talking about.
Well, he took it to the next level.
It's a different style. Yeah, different style, very different. Your books, are they all available? I have 8 of them. Are they available?
Yeah, out of my 17 books, I think the majority, the last 10 years worth, are still in print. George Carell's Hollywood. You know, I'm really proud of them because I've been able to share what I've learned in 50 years of studying, going into the archives and reading the actual letters and telegrams and memos. I've been able to share it and make a real narrative from that.
And
Turner,
go ahead, Jan.
Well, Turner Classics, you've been very active in TCM, and we're very, very grateful to Turner Classics, but mostly I'm just grateful to you, Mark. Thank you for keeping this alive in such a beautiful way.
Oh, and thank you for helping me get to my chosen audience.
You want to let everybody know that the book is available. It's called Forbidden Hollywood, The Pre-Code Era, When Sin Ruled the Movies, available from Running Press and Turner Classic Movies. We've been speaking to the very prolific photographer, Mark Vieira. Mark, thanks for your time. Congratulations on the book, and we'll catch up on your next one.
Take care, Mark.
Bye-bye, Jan.
Bye, honey bun. Oh, God, he's so great, Rick, really. I mean, this guy, if people just go into Mark Vieira, you won't believe what you see.
Well, the other thing is, too, is knowing you as I have these years, Mae mm-hmm. West is a big figure to you in your life, isn't
big,
she?
Big, huge. Oh, my God. I would recommend the Bette Midler-produced documentary that came out last year, Mae West, Dirty Blonde. It's available on, just go into Google, Mae West, Dirty Blonde. It's fabulous. But anyway, yes, she was an outspoken woman ahead of her time. She wrote her own scripts. She was very much someone who believed that women can be whatever they want to be. There's no way you can control us or pigeonhole us. It was just,
you know what I think is interesting about Mae West for mm-hmm. me that I always thought was interesting as a little kid was, you know, she's, as you said before her time, she was born in the 1800s, but
that's right.
She was the only like buxom blonde sex symbol that was also a comedian. You know, like she had that timing, and usually it was like, you know, here's the hot girl, here's the funny girl, and then she was both.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. And that was done on purpose. You know, she always could find a way to laugh at sex. She could find, as long as you don't point and laugh, it's okay. You know, she would laugh at sex. You know, is that a pistol in your pocket or you're just glad to see me? You know, that whole idea is that women, she knew men liked her, okay, because she had this rumbling sexuality, this smoldering sexuality, even though she didn't make it in Hollywood till she was in her 40s, and she was bigger than most in terms of her body style. But she wanted to be funny, too, because she knew the women would get it. And so together, those two elements, boy, she ran the world for quite a while in Hollywood.
All right, when we come back, you have some recommendations for us?
Sure, of course.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Come on back. A little more Jan Wall on the other side.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if
you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
She said, I want Tittle.
Interrupting all programs.
This is Radio Cut from Pirate Satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Cuban Army surplus or refusing all the lights.
Rick Tittle can usually be found at He Baby Mama House.
A couple minutes left in our first hour. Jan Wall with us. Jan, what should we be watching this weekend?
All right. Well, you know, every Saturday night on KGO Radio, which is 8:10 a.m., and you can get it on just go into whatever to get KGO Radio. At 7:30 to 8 every Saturday night, I do a show, a half-hour show. And I'm going to be doing great directors. And so I came up with a few of my very favorites. I mean, there's a gazillion million great directors. But I came up with Ang Lee, who did The Life of Pi, Brokeback Mountain, Eat, Drink, Man, Woman. I mean, this guy is remarkable. So he's from Taiwan, but he does every kind of film you could think of. Anyway, Ang Lee. So look, you know, give yourself a little Ang Lee Film Festival. And then I found another of my favorites, did Jeremiah Johnson, 3 Days of the Condor, They Shoot Horses, Don't They, The Way We Were. This guy's crazy. Outer Africa, that would be Sidney Pollack. And then, of course, the first time I ever got stoned, I went and saw 2001, A Space Odyssey at the Grauman's Chinese Theater. So, of course, you want to see movies by the great director who did 2001, A Space Odyssey. Oh, my God, to that guy direct. So there's all kinds of really, really great directors that I want you all to check out.
By the way, I love Jeremiah Johnson, Robert Redford, such
right?
a good movie.
Right, right. Yeah, Sidney
Pollack,
man.
Sidney Pollack put himself in Tootsie, remember?
Yes, he played the agent for that poor schmuck of a obnoxious actor played by Dustin Hoffman. Only that movie is so profound because Hoffman finds out he's better as a woman than he ever was as a man. But yes,
that's the same thing with Caitlyn Jenner.
Uh-huh.
Yes. All right, hey, Jen, I got to run. Thanks for everything. Have a great weekend. We'll talk soon.
You too, honey. Bye.
All right, Rick Tittle, come on back.